very much. A bit, what do you call it? Cobwebby today because we haven't played for a long time. Well, I know. Shall I use this one, Phil? This is Phil. Yes, I split your hair. Okay, so I could sit on the floor and sing to this one. So hold it. but Buddy Holly used to sing. In fact, he wrote it.
me. That takes delight in forks and tin by every degree. A story I will tell to you concerning another pot. Near Royston hills and mountains high and over stony rocks. Though they are being in his hope and hearing of his hounds, which laid him for to prick up his ears and tread upon the ground. I think I hear some jubile hounds a-treading on my life. Before that they shall come to me, I'll tread upon the ground. We hunted for hours or more through Paddyshire 60. We hunted for hours or more and came by Parkworth Green. Oh, if you'll only spare my life, I'll promise and fulfill to touch no more your feathered fowl, no land in yonder field. Oh, great I beat and out of breath, and trading of these grounds, thinking he must give up his life before these jubile hounds. So is it you to ducks and geese, likewise young lambs also. Make up old Reynard by the brush, and will not let him go.
On a Saturday, isn't it? My young one only is so far. She was really tired. She got it cold as I to sign about holding the day. Oh, when I was in the school, I looked outside the sky and now I'm on the woodlands cool, gathering sweet primroses on. Thank you.
What?
going to wind up now because Cobb's coming on very shortly. And it's been very nice being here, I must say. It's been great. See you later. didn't realise that. Well, so we've got to do another one anyway. So, nice to be here, I must say. Oh,
thank you. we're going to take a break for a few more minutes. There's some beer on sale, and then Cobb are coming out to entertain you. If you want Sandy, you'll pull from, we'll get her out. You just applaud. How about that?
This is another song which you can sing the chorus of if you're, you know, because it's really jolly.
You can get a lot of folk people down here, so this is our old folk song. So you'll stick your fingers in your ears, have a good time. The Rigs of the Tyne, that well-known protest song. Ah, thank you. Now, gentlemen over there will tell us when it was written. I don't know either, but it's very old here. And in the song, there's all references to things like a loaf of bread costing fourpence, which we all know is a dirty lie. You see, that was 200 years ago, so you've got to scale it up a bit.
Alright, I'm
sorry, so I'm still very valid. Very valid.
I must bring him in. Charges fourpence a pound, and he thinks it no sin. Puts his thumb on the scales, which makes it go down, and swears it's good weight, yet it lacks half a pound. Oh, singing, honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, time to buy. These are the rigs of the time. Now he's next to the baker, must bring him in. Charges twopence a loaf, and he thinks it no sin. When he do bring it in, it's no bigger than your fist, and the top of the loaf is all covered in yeast. Tossing honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time to buy. These are the rigs of the time. Now he's next to the landlord. Well, I must bring him in. Charges twopence a pint, and he thinks it no sin. When he do bring it in, all the measure it is short, and the top of the pot is all covered in froth. Oh, sing on a season out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, time to buy. These are the rigs of the time. Now, the best of all plans that comes to me mind is to set them all off in a high gale of wind. And when they go up, cloud it will burst, and the biggest old rascal come tumbling down first. Singing, honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, time to buy.